The Chronicle of Higher Education reports ASU is creating a for-profit spinoff to promote its online programs, and it's majority owned by a company that's run into some controversy of late. Chronicle of Higher Education senior writer Goldie Blumenstick is covering the story, and she joins us this morning. Good morning, Goldie.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for joining us. So I want to start by talking about what this actually is aiming to do. So it's called a learning services company. What's the goal here?
The goal here is to help the Arizona State make better connections with employers. Some of your listeners may remember that Arizona State has some relationships right now with Starbucks and Uber and some other companies in which they're sort of like the sole provider of higher education services to the employers, to the employees of these companies. And the idea here is for the university to make other connections with other companies and to work a little bit more closely with these companies and make sure the university understands the full needs of the employers and maybe even the employees, and so it can sort of better design programs that might be more suitable for the employees at these companies.
Yeah, and ASU hasn't formally announced this yet. How did you find out about this?
I got wind of it because I'm not exactly sure why people got in touch with me about it. I think in part was because of the nature of its financial partner in this deal. It had been working with a social impact investing fund called the RISE Fund. Mm-hmm. And if anyone's been following the admissions scandal stories from last week, one of the guy who runs the RISE Fund is a guy named Bill McGlashan. And he was one of the people who was arrested in that sweep last week for allegedly attempting to pay bribes to a fixer to help get his son into University of Southern California.
Right.
So I think some people who have gotten wind of that sort of thought, this is an interesting angle. It's also a very important story for us.
Yeah. So let's talk more about this man and about this fund that will be the majority owner in this new venture from ASU. So he was fired and arrested, but was up until very recently in charge over there, right?
He was in charge of the overall fund. The folks at Arizona State University and the folks at TPG have both told me that he particularly was not involved with this particular deal. He wasn't the partner who was working on it. The question is whether he still profits from it at some point. I'm not a legal expert, but from what I understand about private equity, partners who make deals sort of get to hold their stakes into them. And some of this will depend on what happens at the TPG fund. It's got nothing to do with ASU, but it's got a lot to do with how he and TPG resolve, his departure from the fund.
Mm-hmm. So why is ASU going down this path? Like, is this something that other major large universities are starting to do?
Oh, yeah. This is a really hot area for a lot of universities right now. I mean, obviously, Arizona State's not new to Arizona State. They've been doing it. But there are several other really major national institutions, something called Western Governors University, which is a nonprofit that actually is national, even though it was founded by governors. There's Southern New Hampshire University, which some of your listeners may see ads for sometimes.
Yeah.
Where I live in Washington, D.C., there's University of Maryland University College, which has just changed its name to University of Maryland Global Campus, also with an idea of trying to attract some more of this market. It's a very important market to a certain subset of colleges.
And how do they profit from this? So they're partnering with companies and getting a cut of the revenue that comes from this, from the students paying this tuition?
Well, what happens is a lot of companies, unfortunately not the majority of companies, but a lot of the major employers have pay a tuition benefit to their employees. They generally pay as much as $5,200 a year in tuition benefits to their employees. Mm-hmm. And there's other ways that this can work too. But these programs are largely organized around that tuition benefit that companies pay, and colleges like Arizona State University and others are trying to, make connections with companies and be the sort of the main provider for when companies start to encourage their employees to use these education benefits.
So why partner with a private equity firm to do this? Why didn't ASU do this on their own?
It has been doing it on its own. When I spoke to President Michael Crow the other day, he said they've been doing it, but in the course of doing that, they've learned it's not always so easy. It's a little hard. It's not always easy to understand what the employer wants. It's not always so easy to understand what the employees want. You sort of need to understand their culture. There's another company out there, an independent company out there that's been sort of working as an intermediary in this market as well, working with a lot of universities. I think ASU is trying to create a services company that would be sort of a model that would be modeled along what this other company does to, be sort of an intermediary to work more closely with the company to set up the benefits program correctly and really understand what's going to be best use to the company and its employees.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's Goldie Blumenstick, senior writer with the Chronicle for Higher Education. Goldie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.